Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than a million children are among the refugees who've left Ukraine since Russia first attacked 2 weeks ago. A nonprofit in Los Angeles called Miri's List that helps refugees from around the world settle in the United States is already preparing for the eventual arrival of Ukrainian families. We covered the group's efforts back in September as they welcomed Afghan families to the U.S. Wahidullah Asghari told us about his journey with four young kids.
The families, including me, who came from Afghanistan, they came with nothing. They have got no money. They have got no clothing. They have got, they are zero.
Well, now the founder of Miri's List, Miri Whitehall, has co-authored a new children's book about how to talk with kids about refugees, which feels very relevant today. It is called Our World is a Family, a book about being a good neighbor. Miri, welcome.
Hi, it's so nice to hear your voice today. How are you?
I'm fine, and it's nice to hear your voice, too. And I want to give you a chance, before we talk about the book, just to reflect on the humanitarian disaster that's unfolding across Europe now that millions of people have been displaced from their homes in Ukraine.
This is obviously something that is near and dear to our hearts. We are here and waiting and hoping that our federal government will take swift action towards providing a safe haven for some of these families. They have committed to not deport families, Ukrainian families who are here already, but we'd like to see the United States take action towards resettling some of these families that have already sacrificed so much.
Based on your experience working with refugees in the past, how do you expect these people are feeling right now?
It is so difficult for folks who are fleeing violence and persecution, who are forced out of their neighborhoods. I think that it's important to recognize that people are leaving their home. They're not expecting to never return. And our families are not only feeling sadness and loss and grief, they are also feeling joyful feelings, happy to be safe, happy that their kids have the opportunity to continue their education, yeah, that they have their lives, and they miss their home. So it's complicated.
It is, and you've written this book now. It couldn't be more timely. It's uncanny. Why did you feel the need to write a book that would explain to kids how to talk about refugees, how to welcome refugees into their world?
I mean, for me, this book, Our World is a Family, it is something that came from a need in my life. When Miri's List began in 2016, when I started meeting families who were resettling, most of whom who were resettling from Syria at that time, it was during the height of the Syrian refugee crisis. It was a family who just got here from Azusa. They had a five-month-old and 2 5-year-old twins. And I was introduced to them because I had a 7-month-old at the time and a 3.5-year-old. And my friend thought to introduce us because our kids were the same age. And I guess I found myself with this need to explain to them some of the context because my oldest, Reuben, he was 3.5 when Miri's List began. And, I was, solo parenting with two little ones that my kids were with me. And it was a lot of trial and error at first, trying to answer his questions, He was making friends who we would go visit them in their homes, but their houses didn't look like our house. We would be sitting on the floor. They would look in their bedroom. We would see that they wouldn't have beds. And so, kids notice these things. And so I really wanted to have an honest and age-appropriate way to talk with my kids. And then ultimately, we tested out the language with their friends. And then ultimately we made an after-school program at Eagle Rock Elementary about it to test out this language with larger groups of students. And we did that for 3 semesters as an after-school club until COVID hit and we paused the program. Mm. That's called People of the World. And that's now a virtual learning experience on the Miri's List website for kids. It's specifically for the 4 to 9 age group that's, this book is speaking to.
Well, I have a kid in that age range. And can I ask you how you're dealing with this current crisis? I mean, look at the news coming out of Mariupol this week. Russian forces bombed a maternity hospital. Total devastation. How do we even start talking to our kids about this?
I mean, if it's okay with you, could I read to you from the book?
Please.
All right, I'm going to read a passage. All around the world, people speak different languages. Hello, ni hao, hola, ciao, salam. No matter what language they speak, people everywhere want to feel safe and loved and important. But there are places in the world where it stops being safe for people to live. Sometimes it becomes so unsafe that children can't go to school and parents can't go to work and no one can play outside. When that happens, people might need to leave home and move to a new part of the world. They might move by foot, by bus, or by plane. They might travel a very long way to find a place where it is safe and quiet. When they finally arrive, they might miss their old home. Maybe they had to leave behind special things and special people. Maybe their new home doesn't feel like home at all. When we see someone new in our neighborhood, how can we help them feel safe and loved and important? How can we tell them you're not alone? And I'm going to stop it there because I want there to be a cliffhanger, because the rest of the book are some suggestions, things that cost nothing, that have no age limit, as simple as a wave or a smile, and many more practical suggestions for getting involved as a family, and then talking about what this feels like and empowering kids ultimately to be the welcomers in their classrooms, in their playgrounds, making really community change.
Have you found that kids have related to that, responded to that?
What we know is that kids don't have to ever have experienced resettlement in a new country to understand what that feels like. So this applies for a lot of different circumstances. We all know what it feels like at this point to be somewhat worried about what's on the other side of the door, and that is a human experience.
Hearing what you just said makes me think there may be some lessons for adults in this book as well. You know, there's been concern that refugees in Europe are being treated differently than, say, refugees that come from Afghanistan or from Syria. Do you see any truth to that concern, and is there something to be said here through your book?
I think that it's important to realize that the global crisis for refugees and displaced people is something that is so big that we often can compartmentalize it, and we forget that this is about human beings. This is about people. You know, I'm standing here, I'm holding a welcome letter that was sent to us, one of thousands that are sent to us every single week. You know, one of the actions that we suggest is to get involved by writing some welcome letters to families. And the one I'm holding, here's what it says. Salam, welcome to your new home. You have jumped into the unknown, and it has taken many special abilities for you to get here. We welcome you with open arms and full hearts. Sincerely, your new neighbor. You know, these human connections, they have the ability to counteract the effects of a traumatic migration experience. And that matters not only for the families who are new here, it matters for everyone in our community. It matters that our kids are growing up with a spirit of welcoming. You know, I learned about this from my grandmother. And what I hope is that grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads and teachers and aunts and uncles will be moved to let this be an opening to get involved together as a family. It is so important.
You know, sometimes when I talk to people, I can hear it in their voice, how much it means to them, whatever it is that we're talking about. I can hear that in your voice today. Why do you care so much about refugees?
Thank you. You know, before this, I worked in advertising. And honestly, before this, I thought that was something I was most passionate about, which is like crazy to say right now, because I have never been so fulfilled in my whole life as I am in this role at Miri's List. And thank you for noticing. And like, thank you for helping us get the word out. It means everything to me.
Miri Whitehill is founder of Miri's List and the author of a new book. It's called Our World is a Family. Miri, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.